JobSeeker is going up by $3 a day. From April 1, people on the dole will receive $43 a day, up from $40 a day. And they'll have to work harder for it, applying for 20 jobs a month, which is up from 8. And there's a new hotline to dob in a dole bludger. Michaela Cash is the Minister for Employment. She's on the line. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben, and good morning to your listeners.
How is the dob in a dole bludger hotline going to work?
Look, this is all about ensuring that those people who are able to accept a suitable job are able to do just that. We receive so many reports, Ben, from employers of people turning up to interviews. They can do the job. There's no reason they can't do the job, but they are just there to tick a box. So this is just to enable those employers to report to the department so that we can actively monitor those people who could have said yes but choose not to. My department will, of course, investigate all of this. They'll speak to the job seeker. They will make sure that everything, you know, was okay with them. But ultimately, you know, we believe as a government, if you are able to accept a job, you should do that.
I'm guessing you would want to see a trend emerging before you take action against anyone.
Oh, look, at the end of the day, as I said, the employer reporting line is available to employers. An investigation will occur into all reports absolutely before any further action is taken. But if it is established that the person themselves is on income support, subject to mutual obligations, and could have done the job but just said no, then you are right, action will be taken.
Is it fair that JobSeeker is $43 a day in a place like Sydney or Perth where rents are high compared to somewhere like Adelaide or Hobart where rents are much lower?
Well, from my perspective, as you know, the best form of welfare is a job, and that's why the government really does focus on, and this is why you have mutual obligation, doing everything that we can to ensure that you are in the best possible position to actually get into work. When you look at the $43.90 a day, it is important to remember that 99% of people on the working age payment, they do receive additional supplements. In fact, if you look at it, I think there's about 20 supplementary payments that are targeted to people based on, of course, you know, their individual circumstances. It is also a safety net payment. It's not a wage replacement, and we need to remember that. My focus as the Employment Minister is to ensure that you have every opportunity to upskill, to reskill, to participate, you know, in work experience. My focus is getting you off welfare and into a job.
When will the Dob in a Dole Bludger hotline be up and running, and what's the phone number?
We don't have the phone number yet, but the employer reporting line will operate from the beginning of April 2021.
Are you going to miss Craig Kelly in the party room?
Oh, look, that's a decision for Craig. I'm obviously disappointed. But, you know, that is a decision for Craig. But as the Prime Minister said, he's got one focus and one focus only, and that is the Australian people and doing what is in the best interest, as I think we've shown as a government in particular, you know, throughout 2020 when it was incredibly challenging. The Prime Minister's only focus is on the best interest of the Australian people.
We appreciate your time, Michaela Cash.
Good on you. Thanks, Ben.
Minister for Skills and Employment, Michaela Cash, joining us from Canberra.